Just remind me, just remind me, when my shadow's stronger, stay beside me until it's brighter, how easy I forget, how beautiful to see what's again. In my darkest hour, I will be free. When I close my eyes, I hope to find you. Sat beside you then, I felt the warmth as you left your hand. In my darkest hour, I will be free. In my darkest hour, in my darkest hour, I will be free. In my darkest hour, I will be free. In my darkest hour, I will.
It's a song in a band called Blah Blah. I like this. Except it's out of tune, which makes it new. Cool. Let's try this. Damn. At least we're getting the sun. I love this song. A little bit of rain is to make everything green again. Get the creeks worth hiking up to. And the following sunny day, everything smells good and fresh. Septic tanks overflow a little. There's bacterial problems. Surfers get rashes and start organizations to clean up the beaches. But, you know, it's all good. By the way, the real reason we're all here, the real reason I'm here is not so you can watch me play, and the real reason anyone playing here is probably, partially maybe so you can watch them play. It's mostly in hopes that you'll get to walk around and check out the Community Environmental Council. You'll get to check out a lot of incredible organizations that are doing a lot to help keep this town as beautiful and wonderful and pristine as it is. And one thing I noticed, traveling around the country, and for those of you who came here from somewhere else and stayed here because it was so beautiful, you know already how good it is here. And if you ended up growing up here and you haven't done a lot of traveling, I suggest you spend just a few weeks in a car someday and see what America looks like in general, and all the burnt out malls and all the strip mining and all the other wonderful things we've done, and the little quarter in the Great Northwest, as soon as you go past the freeway about a quarter mile where you get to see those lovely rolling hills where the forests used to be. We got it real good down here. So that's it. Just appreciate it. Actually, I'm going to move to the Northwest. This is in a song way. I think I'll leave on this song. Thank y'all for sticking with me. I have this great idea that after things maybe, there's a good chance that there's going to be a little economic breakdown or something during the course of our lives, and we're going to find ourselves in an emergency situation, because it happens every few years, and this is probably the longest gap for any one group of people who haven't had to face some absolute terror in their lives in the history of humanity. So, the good luck may eventually run out, and I'm thinking when it does, I don't even know if it's good luck, because I love my titanium power book and I love my Palm Pilot, but someday it might actually not be a bad thing if I can't plug them in anywhere and my batteries run out and there's no more batteries to buy, and who would care because I don't have any appointments anymore anyway, and I'm just, you know, growing some food, and I think maybe we'll all move out in the Costco area there. There's still some good arable land. We'll have a lot of farms. Tom Cole will teach us how to grow what we eat, and we'll just all hang out there and have a real community again. And there's lots of available light in these great big warehouse stores. So those are going to become the new villages. We're going to abandon these little tract homes, and we're just going to move into these great big squats. And if I end up north, there's a wonderful store called Fred Meyer's that has a lot of room that I'm sure will be excellent affordable housing. So this is just some instructions.